This is Action Podcast with Paul Bailey and Gina Baxter.
Hey, Paul. Greetings from NYC.
Hey, New York lady. London calling. London calling.
New York calling right back. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you doing?
Good. I am good. I am being totally challenged here, though, and it's one thing that I wondered maybe you've been experiencing as well, because I don't exactly have a routine as such, so I'm finding I'm having to really chunk up my time quite carefully, because I've been basically, I think, overdoing it, you know, getting a network going here, going out meeting people, and also really, really focusing on building up my website, getting all my SEO stuff, my business cards, my leaflets. And I've just got so, so focused on it. I've started to get totally stressed about it. So what began as a kind of fun week, you know, holiday's over now. Now I've got to get on and, you know, get some work. It's kind of started off very stressfully. And, you know, I've realised that I need to get more of a balance instead of this, oh, I've got to get it done, can't tear myself away from the computer, I've got to have everything sorted in 10 minutes, you know, and it's just been, So I went out for coffee this afternoon, I sat down in the village and I thought, you know, Christ, you just got to relax, stop, breathe in, and just do nothing, you know, for half an hour. And that's what I've just done. And I've come back and I feel a lot better. But it's a challenge. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. And I do wonder if it's almost like a coach's curse or something like that. Or anybody that's particularly, you know, a high achiever or a real go-getter or somebody that is just really committed to a particular project they're on or a job that they're doing or something like that, that they just seem to almost get all consumed by whatever it is that they're actually doing, to the point where you can spend sort of 8, 10, 12 hours a day working on something for days on end. And because you're working on it, it makes you feel better, but you're not necessarily being as productive as you could possibly be.
That's so true. I mean, I spent literally, oh my God, it must have been about 3 hours trying to design some business cards, and I just couldn't get it right. And I'd get frustrated and it just wasn't quite right. And then I thought, you know, 3 hours had passed, Paul, and I still hadn't done it. I still hadn't got it ready. And I thought, this is crazy. You know, I'm not being at all productive. And I've seen in other areas, you know, I'm doing flyers and this kind of stuff as well. And now I've decided I'm going to have to put like a time limit on it for each, you know, really chunk it up. Otherwise, hours, like you've just said, hours can go by and I still don't feel I've achieved anything. And then I feel guilty and then frustrated. And then there's other part of me, because the weather here is just fantastic.
You know, all right.
Oh, yeah. Right. It's lovely weather here, Paul. It's cool, 80 degrees.
Yeah, cheers.
And I just want to run outside and sit on this. Well, we've got an amazing roof terrace here as well. And it's just, it's difficult. It's a major challenge. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've got the Action. I mean, I basically manage the Action podcast website, my own website. I'm talking to a load of people on Twitter. You know, I have all the work to do that I do during the day as well, and it really does become quite consuming. And especially when you get a little bee in your bonnet and you think, oh, I know what I'm going to do next, and you plow into it, you really work hard at it, and then the next day you find, oh, I'll just tweak it a little bit more, I'll do a little bit more of this, that and the other, and next thing you know, 3 days have gone by and you've actually only done one thing.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It is all about that tweaking. And I think, you know, you and I are pretty similar in that we do want it to put out our best possible effort. I mean, want it to look fantastic, but actually it's better just to get it out there and then we can refine it as we go, rather than, oh, it's got to be perfect from the get-go.
Yeah.
And
when you do some work like that, when you do either have a break that's forced upon you, shall we say, usually by your partner saying, "Will you stop doing that and get off the computer?"
Yeah,
that usually does it for me. but whatever it is that's causing you to take a step back, if you have that break, if you pull away from it, you stop thinking about it, you go and do something completely different and random and enjoyable that you like doing, and really do have a proper break. You'll either have a spontaneous thought that you think, "Oh, I know how to fix that when I go back to do that, and I'll write that down or make sure I won't forget it, and then I'll just put it to one side so I know that when I go back to it, I know what I'm going to do." Mm. Or when you do go back to it, you find that because you've had that break, you've refreshed, you go back to it with a fresh pair of eyes, you immediately see an answer, a result, or a way forward that you know you hadn't spotted in the last 8 hours.
Yeah, totally. I found that today, actually. By the time I came back, I had much more clarity over how I wanted my cards to look like, you know, what I wanted to do with my flyers. And that kind of jumbly, panicky feeling had gone, which is fantastic. And just literally sitting and doing nothing but just, you know, walking and watching the world go by over a coffee was actually really, really pleasurable.
Yes.
And just switching off. And I think often, you know, when we feel under pressure, and, you know, we're only putting ourselves under pressure, really, when we kind of acknowledge that and, like you say, pull back from it a bit, then it creates that amazing space for inspiration, the imagination to work as well.
Yeah. It reminds me, actually, quite a lot of going to the gym. And I mean, I've probably mentioned before on the podcast that I like going to the gym. I go to the gym at 6:30 every morning, 5 days a week, which is completely bonkers for a lot of people. But I kind of just got into doing it that way, and it works for me. Mm. But when you go to the gym, you say, for example, go one day and you work out your arms, for example, or your legs or your abs or whatever. And you go and you work out that set, and you do your cardio, you do your stretching, you do your warming up, you do your walk cooling down at the end of it. And then the next day you do something different. And the reason why you do it for 5 days is because you need 2 days of good, solid rest, of not doing anything at all. Mm. And the reason why you do one section of, say, your arms, your legs, and then you rotate them as you go throughout the week, is because your arms don't actually benefit from being consistently worked out. They won't grow stronger. They won't develop. They won't get bigger. They, you know, whatever you want to do to when you go to work out, if you don't provide enough rest and food and relaxation in between the workouts, you actually won't benefit at all from the exercise. And it's exactly the same with working on a website, working on a job, working on a relationship.
Oh God, yeah, absolutely it is. And I think that's the thing. Often our relationships can suffer when we become so totally focused on work or, you know, extracurricular stuff. And there's often a partner there going, you know, as you mentioned earlier, like, "Hi, you know, what about me?" Yeah. And we can kind of forget that working on our relationships and communicating can also be very nurturing and recharging as well. And they're a vital part of our growth. So it's important to pull back for our partner's sake as well as our own sake.
Yes. And it's funny because obviously being coaches, we're sort of committed to goal-orientated, action-orientated, doing little bits, breaking it down and moving forward. And you sometimes forget that actually part of that whole process needs to be taking a break, taking a step back, and actually not doing something proactively that is working directly towards your goals, because actually having the break is also doing that as well.
It is. I think it's exactly when the inspiration drops in is when we just shut off totally and distract ourselves. It's almost like we need that distraction from the very thing that we're focused on, and just doing nothing and playing, even, you know, that kind of element of fun and play. Because I've just noticed the last week I've got so serious. Oh, I've got to do this, got to that. You know, I've had a sense of humour bypass. Mm. And I haven't been engaging with people in the way that I normally would. You know, I'm very... Yes. It's interesting to be able to watch that, observe it, and kind of nip it in the bud before, you know, it gets too serious or we get a bit sick.
So what do you do for relaxing, zoning out and just taking a break? What's your tricks?
Well, I do love my coffee breaks, and there are so many places in this city just to go and sit and have coffee. So that's one thing. Even though it hypes me up a bit, I just sit in cafes. The other thing I do, I'm very, very lucky here. I've got a fantastic roof terrace. It's on the 21st floor, and it's got these amazing views of the Empire State, the Flatiron Building, Chrysler Building. It's just mind-blowing. So I go and sit up there, and I'm just so in awe of where I am. I still can't quite believe it.
Yeah.
So I go up there and just sit, and I look at everything. I look at the people and the little, you know, matchbox cars below me, because it's like 21 floors.
Yeah.
So I do that, and I just sit. Or I've been going up to the park as well, Central Park, because being in nature does it for me totally. And that is beautiful. I just sit on the grass and just, you know, lie down and just look at the trees or look at the sky. And exercise as well. I've been doing more of that because I realised I really needed to. So I went to an aerobics class the other day and I felt fabulous. Really.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, really amazing. And it cleared my mind. Like, you know, you were talking about your own exercise. I was knackered, absolutely exhausted. I felt brilliant afterwards. Real clarity.
It really does. Yeah, it really does help. I mean, I obviously do the exercise to chill out and zone out. And one of the things I love doing is going on. It's like a skiing machine, or we call it the elliptical machine, but it's got the little sticks that you hang on to.
Oh, yeah.
And I found that if I put my headphones in and put some good music on, I can easily shut my eyes and zone out. Because that machine is so boring. It really is mind-numbingly boring. And if you try and do that for an hour, you don't have an option, but you have to zone out. Otherwise, you would go mental.
Wow. You on there for a whole hour, you do that machine. That's amazing.
Yes. I don't do that every day. But yeah, when I'm doing my zone out section, then I can put myself onto that for an hour, put on a nice relaxing few tunes on my iPod and away I go.
Oh, fantastic. I mean, that's a great exercise as well. And if it gives you that opportunity just to really get out of your mind, that's brilliant. Because you're going, it's almost like a meditation, really, what you've just described. It sounds like it.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably not quite. I mean, I think that just goes to show that different types of zoning out for different people is going to be all sorts of different things. It could be literally meditating, you know, doing it properly with your sat on the floor with your legs crossed and not listening or not thinking about anything at all. That's a little bit too complex for me.
Yeah.
I like something a little bit more simple. So for me, it's going to be doing that or having a jacuzzi at the gym or something and just relaxing in the bubbles, which really does seem to stimulate my innovation and ingenuity. I love doing that too. So, and for you, it's the parks and the nature and coffee,
yes. Coffee and cafes, yeah, definitely.
It certainly is. It'd be interesting to hear from our listeners, actually. What are they really committed to at the moment that they could do with just having a little break? And how are they going to have that break? What are they going to do to take a step back and give themselves some time away so that when they come back to it with a fresh mind and fresh ideas? And things will certainly improve. So it'd be interesting to hear from our listeners what they've got.
Yeah, good luck with it as well. Absolutely. Yank yourselves away from the computer.
Indeed.
Yeah. You can do it.
All right. Well, we're just about out of time. But if you did want to get in contact with myself or Gina, you can contact me at paul@actionpodcast.com or gina@actionpodcast.com. You can try and Twitter me, although I'm not on as much as I used to be. My Twitter name is Life Coach, and Gina, incorrectly now, is London Life Coach.
Yes, incorrectly. Yes, I have to change that.
So, leave it. So London Life Coach or Life Coach, and or drop us an email or a comment on the website, and we would really love it if somebody would post a review on iTunes for us.
Yes, please.
We'd
be
delighted to hear from you. So that's it. Thank you very much, Gina. I've enjoyed it thoroughly. I'm looking forward to having my next break and I'll speak to you very soon.
Lovely. Thanks a lot. Good to catch up with you, Paul.
Yeah, and you. Take care, Gina. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye. Bye.
So in summary from this podcast today, we've been talking about basically taking a break. Stop. In the name of love, make sure that you take some time out. If you feel yourself getting tense and stressed and serious frown lines are always covering your face, then you're focusing too much on one activity. Just let it go. Pull back. Get some balance in your life. Do something to distract yourself. Do something that you enjoy. Go to the gym. Go to a park. Go grab a coffee at your local coffee shop. Just do something to take you out of what you're doing right now. And the benefits will be really clear to you. You'll get some great ideas, inspirations, and when you come back to doing what you were doing before, you'll find that solutions will just be presenting themselves that you couldn't even see before. Enjoy.